The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
All right, we are here on The Art Spot today with two denizens of Carrboro, North Carolina, to talk about the Carrboro Music Festival, which is taking up pretty much the whole town on Sunday, September 30th from 1 o'clock on into the evening. We have with us the festival coordinator, Jerry Williams, and from the Carrboro Parks and Recreation Department, Ms. Ra Trost. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thank you, Art.
Thank you, Art.
It's fun to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're talking about fun. The Carrboro Music Festival is going to be a lot of fun for everybody who makes their way to the Paris of the Piedmont on September 30th.
Yes, it is fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to put together, and it's a great day. So I think that most people that come if they've not been there before, they are pleasantly surprised at how much fun it is. So.
Yeah, well, give folks a little overview of how Carrboro turns into one venue after another.
Yeah, this is the 15th year we've done this. And again, this year we've got 25 venues and over 180 performing acts. That's everything from solo performers to larger bands, 15, 20-piece bands, sometimes jazz orchestras. We have, I think, 10 indoor venues. All the other venues are outside. Most of the outdoor venues go from 1 and end by 7. There are a couple that go a little bit later than that. And then a couple indoor venues like the Open Eye Cafe, the Station, and the Cat's Cradle, of course, and the Art Center go a little bit later. Cat's Cradle actually goes to almost midnight, as does the Station. So even after dark, if you get there after 7 and the outdoor venues are all closing up, there's still a handful of venues that you can trot around to and hear some free music. And of course, the music ranges from hip hop and rap and rock to jazz, blues, country, just about everything we can find. So there's something for everyone, I think.
Yeah, and is this your first Carrboro Music Festival, Ron?
It is, Art. I'm really thrilled about it. It's really exciting to be a part of this. I've always been in awe of watching the logistics. Certainly, as an event planner, those are the things that strike me. But really, the popularity and the huge following of people that have been coming to the festival for, this is the 15th year? 15th year?
Yes.
So, you know, it's exciting to be a part of. Yeah, very excited about it, enjoying it.
Yes, indeed. So how did the festival get started, Jerry?
Well, initially it came out of an idea of a couple members of the Carrboro Arts Committee, and someone thought it would be a good idea if we would be part of the summer solstice celebration that was going on in, I think, France, in Paris, New York City, San Francisco, and maybe one other major American city. I can't remember which one it was, but there were only a handful of cities doing the Fête de la Musique, which was celebrating the summer solstice. So then we joined along with those other small towns like New York and San Francisco, and we started doing it in the closest Sunday to the summer solstice. So we did that for 4 years, and as part of the Fête de la Musique international celebration. And then we moved it for a variety of reasons to September and changed the name to simpler Carrboro Music Festival. Yeah. But it's kind of the same concept. It's, you know, a number of venues around town with various musicians playing for free and as many different styles as we get. So it's still in the same similar concept to how it was when we started, but it's just grown quite a bit. So now we have twice as many venues and two or three times as many musicians, but yeah, Still all free and many styles of music as you can think of.
Yeah, and the free means you do not have to pay admission to
That's
go to
right.
any of these 25 venues.
That's right.
I've been in show production long enough to know that you have to make that very clear, because one
true.
Actually does get emails saying how much do tickets cost for the free event.
Yes, that's right. And if you're in one of those venues and they have food or drink, you do have to pay for your food or drink if you order, but the music will be free.
So, absolutely, and we'll take good care of folks on the food and drink.
Yeah, there's plenty of places that we have as venues that have food and drink, and then of course most of Carrboro's open and plenty of places to grab something to eat. Other things are open. Some art galleries are open, so there's plenty to do and walking around Carrboro. You can spend the entire afternoon and you're overwhelmed with how much stuff you can do and where you can go.
And that's even without the music festival.
That's right.
But
yes.
On Sunday, September 30th, with 180 some acts on 25 different venues, it's just a Coney Island of the mind.
Some people say it's too much, but I think that's a good problem to have. Sure. When you have a hard time deciding where you're going to go to listen to music next, I think that's a good problem.
Absolutely.
So, South by Southwest has that problem, and they've always been proud of it. So.
Yeah.
Maybe we're a smaller version of that.
Yeah, they're not free either, not hardly.
No.
Except for a few of the unofficial events.
That's right.
But here it's all official and all free to the public. What sort of size audiences do we get for the festival?
The last 4 or 5 years, the police department has always given me the 7,000 to 10,000 figure in terms of how many attendees we have. I'm sure it's tough for them to estimate it because different venues all around town, different hours. So there's a group of people here for one event, and then they move on to another one. So it's not like one of those events where you could photograph them from the helicopter and then figure out how many people per square, you know, a couple of square yards or anything. So, but it's a crowded town, and all the venues the last couple of years have been well attended. Sometimes in the past, when we first started the venue, the first 1 or 2 years, maybe they had mostly friends of the band and their girlfriends and boyfriends and moms and dads there. But even those venues, the last couple of years, I've gone by and they're packed with people. So it's a well attended event.
Indeed. Well, Rob. Where do people park when they come for the Carrboro Music Festival? I mean, we get enough stress at the Arts Center just when we have a sold-out show and the Cat's Cradle not even presenting that night. Saturday mornings and Wednesday afternoons have their own challenges in the warm months with the farmers market, and this is bigger than any of those things.
Yeah, that is a very good question and a good point to make, because that's one of the things I know I think of if I'm going somewhere. Where am I going to park, and how am I going to get around? Well, one of the things that we do offer, and it's been offered for a number of years, is the free shuttle from the Carrboro Plaza's park and ride lot, which is near town. That's a free shuttle that runs from 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So that is a really nice, I think, feature of this festival, is people can come in, park, and easily get right to the festival within a 10-minute ride. Walk around, as Jerry had mentioned, everything is within a pretty good walking distance. So, you know, when you finally get to where you're headed, it's a good opportunity to be able to walk around. But getting to and from the festival is really pretty smooth. So,
cool.
And if you are lucky enough to get close, we do have some municipal lots that are clearly marked. So.
Great. We will be back on the Art Spot with Jerry Williams and Rod Tross right after this. We are back on the Art Spot talking about the Carrboro Music Festival happening from 1 p.m. till all the way to midnight at certain locations like Cat's Cradle and the station. We have with us Rod Tross from Carrboro Parks and Recreation and the festival coordinator Jerry Williams. Rod, tell us about the program that started last year of concerts on the weeknights leading up to the festival.
Sure. It's called Music on the Street Program, and it, too, just like the music festival, is free music that we are offering all around the town of Carrboro. And it's Monday through Friday evenings from 6 to 8 o'clock. And really what we're trying to do is get people primed and interested and kind of geared for the music festival so that they're in the spirit of listening to music and getting ready to be out. And, you know, we have so many talented folks in our area. We want to showcase them, and we want to get people out and kind of get in the mode for strolling about and hearing some fine music. So the program is called Music on the Street. You can find out a lot more about it on the CarrboroMusicFestival.com website. That information is all there. There's a map. There are various locations that we've got the program at. But what's really kind of fun about it is there's a free concert from 6 to 7, and we've got venues starting at Tres Amigos. We've got it at Table. We've got it at Fifth Season, the Weaver Street Lawn, and Modern Fossil. So it's truly on the street or in the parking lot, if you will. You've got an hour of free music, and then following immediately afterwards from 7 to 8 is an open jam session. And what we're hoping is that people will bring their instruments and hang out and play a little music and get to interact with some folks maybe they've never played with before and try something new. And all ages are encouraged to come. And, you know, we really want to make it a community event in that regard. So, again, that information is available on the Carborough Music Festival.com website, or you can call the Carborough Recreation and Parks Department and ask for me, and I'm glad to give more information about it. But hopefully we'll get a good turnout for that, too, this year.
Great. What's the phone number at the Carborough Parks and Recreation Department?
My direct line is, and probably that's who you'd want to speak with, is 918-7367. And I'm glad to answer any questions that I can for that.
And don't forget to dial your 919 before that number.
Good reminder.
No more seven-digit dialing.
That's right. And the website, speaking of that, does have the full schedule for the music festival at this point, a map, and a lot of other related information. I dare say it, but there's a rain plan that we have in place in case it rains that day. Of course, it won't, but... the sponsors are listed there, and just how to volunteer if you'd like to volunteer to work the festival. So there's a lot of information at Carborough Music Festival.com.
Excellent. This is a fine venue map on the website, and considering that there have been employees at the Arts Center who didn't know where Robertson Street was in Carborough, glancing at this map will solve that problem for them, and it makes it easy to find all these different venues in Carborough during the music festival on September 30th. And then each venue has their schedule listed in chronological order with a little thumbnail of the style of music these acts are playing.
That's always the tricky part, to get the bands to say, to describe themselves in a couple words. I ask for it in a couple words, and I get a paragraph and a half described. Yeah. And then to make it a thumbnail description is often tricky.
Indeed, especially when you have folks like me telling them, don't get tied to any one genre.
Just
play music. Play a genre. No limits. How are these acts selected, Jerry?
Well, we take applications from May 1st to July 12th. Is that right? July 10th. July 10th. Sorry. My son's birthday. I shouldn't forget that. So 2.5 months on the website, the applications are up there. We get normally about 300 applications for about 160 slots that I actually schedule. And that's tricky to try and make as many people as happy as possible from that many applications. Every year there are a lot of disappointed people that I've got to email and say, I really liked how you sounded. It just was a matter of numbers. I couldn't find the place for you to play. So, and doing working out a balance between some of the musicians who have played for 14 or 15 years and then bring in some new blood also, that's kind of a tricky balancing act. But I do the best I can. So... That's how we do it. I try to balance that out, the number of people who played before and are first timers. Plus, I try and have as many styles as I can come up with. So I try to vary it in venue from style to style. I don't like to have too many venues where it's all the same music all day long. So yeah. I'll often switch it around so that especially in the restaurants and clubs where the audience moves out, there's someone there for the bluegrass band, and then when they're done, if there's a hip hop band coming next or something, that kind of clears the room out, and someone else, new group comes in. So, and the clubs like that because they get a constant turnover all day. So, and that's how I listen to music. Do I listen to music all over the place? So it's kind of reflects my way of listening to stuff too.
Yeah, I like that flow through the schedule. And of course, I have one of the few exceptions because we're tied to the grand piano availability in the Earl and Rhoda Wynn Theater at the Art Center. So
that theater and the Century Center with its nice baby grand piano too. I tend to try and put jazz musicians there who need pianos because they love those two pianos. But other than that, the venues are pretty wide open in terms of their style.
Yeah, and it's also fun to stay in one place and see the genres change.
That's
and expand
true.
One's musical horizon. But it is a great problem to have and shows how successful the Carrboro Music Festival is, that you have such a surplusage of acts willing to play for the munificent
yes.
nothing you pay to them.
That's right.
Which shows
we feed them. That's the extent
of fun.
It.
And I think a lot of times in gigs that don't pay, just having fun doing the gig is what brings people back
yeah.
year after year.
Well, it has really changed too over the years in the number of people who are willing to come and play our festival, because as you said, we don't really pay folks. We feed them that day, and that's it. But there were bands 5 or 10 years ago who I know would not play simply for that reason, and some of those are playing today. And I think that's just a reflection on how wonderful an event it is, how much exposure they get, how much fun it is, and maybe they get exposed to a new audience, an audience that doesn't normally hear them at 11 o'clock at the 506. So, you know, it's a way to get a new audience and get some exposure to people who might not hear you normally. So,
yes, indeed. We're talking about the Carrboro Music Festival, Sunday, September 30th, here on the Art Spot today with Ra Trost and Jerry Williams. And we will be right back on WCHL FM 97.9, chapelboro.com after this. We're back on the Art Spot on WCHL with Ra Trost from Carrboro Parks and Recreation and Carrboro Music Festival coordinator Jerry Williams, talking about the Carrboro Music Festival on Sunday, September 30th, starting at 1 o'clock. What will be going on at the wonderful Town Commons location beside the Town Hall?
Well, Town Commons is a lot of fun. There are a lot of things happening there. We've got 6 bands playing, of course, you'll hear music down there. But we've also got food vendors, some specialty food vendors down there. We've got about 20 craft vendors who will be setting up and selling their different handmade crafts. And what am I forgetting? Oh, and from 2 to 4, we'll have a children's activities where they can make things out of recycled materials.
Yeah.
I think that's 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if you make it down to Town Hall, sometimes people tend to congregate down around Weaver Street, since that's kind of the center of town. But walk down to Town Commons and take a look at the craft vendors, pick up some something to eat from the food vendors.
Nice area to stretch out,
yes.
too. I mean, it's a grassy area. We've got a nice yeah. playground down there for
yes,
kids.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just a kind of definitely a park-like setting where people can relax a little bit. And
we're really excited about the craft vendors this year. I think
yeah.
we've done that 2 previous years and had 10 to 12 craft vendors. And I think at the moment we've got about 20. So we could even get a few more in the next 10 days. So it could be
a good lineup.
Craft vendor mania down there. So
could be. And right. certainly when I was in Appalachia, crafts were really what drove programs like
mm-hmm.
this. The
yes.
The one in Home Craft Days was really a crafts event, and oh yeah, there's this free Doc Watson concert tonight.
Yes, right.
But we're really here for the crafts.
Yeah,
yeah, that sometimes happens at those, especially like you're right in the Appalachian ones. So maybe that's what this festival will be. Come famous for someday, the craft vendors
sure.
rather than the music. So.
Well, it's hard not to be well-known for the music when you're presenting so much and such a wonderful variety of locations as the Carrboro Music Festival does and will be doing on Sunday, September 30th from 1 p.m. all the way to midnight at a couple of the indoor locations. And you got to go to the website. And what's that address again?
It's CarrboroMusicFestival.com. So it's pretty simple, easy one to remember, CarrboroMusicFestival.com. Plenty of information there, more information than we were able to give you
yeah,
today.
There is a lot.
Yeah, the full schedule and the map and just looking at any of these locations and you see klezmer, world beat jazz, classical, golden age a cappella music, swing and hokum, bluegrass, old time, Americana, folk, It's just...
It's a music festival.
Every kind of music you can think of. So thanks so much, Raw Trost and Jerry Williams, being with us today, talking about the Carrboro Music Festival on Sunday, September 30th.
Yeah, thanks, Art.
Thank you, Art.
And before we close today, I also wanted to do a little shameless pitch for the Art Center Honors coming up on Saturday, October 13th at the Friday Center, UNC's Friday Center, off NC 54 East. We will have food, drink, awards to the people who really contributed to the second decade of the Art Center, including Bill and Ida Friday, among many others that will be there to be honored. And Janice Ian will close the evening with a performance. Mark Shilton will be there speaking. And you can go to artcenterlive.org or call 919-929-2787. Thanks for listening to the Art Spot. We'll see you next weekend.